personal enjoyment. So this way,
October 13th, p.m., part 2.
He's explained this progression. Then, he's also explained in Dasmula Tattva the different aspects of Tattva, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Tattva that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, Annaya Praha Tattva. First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emphasizing that we have to accept the authority of the Vedic scriptures. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, Goswamis, especially Srila Jiva Goswami, they've established that all of the forms of evidence are useless without the Vedic scriptures. Evidence such as pratyaksha, the evidence of the senses, this is useful insofar as it's following the Vedic scriptures. Otherwise it's useless. So what does this Vedic, what do the Vedic scriptures establish? First of all, Krishna, Hari, he's the Supreme Personality, he's the Supreme Absolute Truth. Everything rests within him. He is the origin of everything. And in the end, everything goes into him. Sarva-shakti, he has all energies, internal energies, external energy, marginal energy. All of this is his, the action of his spiritual energy, and ultimately, Radhika is Purna-shakti, Krishna is Purna-shakti-man. Ultimately, this depends on Srimati Radhika as the energy of Krishna. Then, Rasabdi, he's also the ocean of rust. Then that the jivas, their vipinamsha, their expansion, the separated expansions of Krishna. Vishnu tattva is Krishna himself, different manifestations of Krishna, according to, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namamakari Bhavanati Nijasarva Shakti. All the names of Krishna, they have shakti according to the form of that name, according to that nami. So for example, if we chant the name of Raha, this will give one result. If we chant the name of Narayan, this will give another result. If we chant the name of Vrajendranandan Krishna, this will give another result. So therefore, for example, Srila Gurudev is emphasizing that we should chant Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya. These names, when Krishna is performing pastimes with Srimati Radhika, with Gopis, and especially with Srimati Radhika, these names are particularly powerful. That the jivas, they are either subject to Maya or they're liberated from Maya. Then, Vedabhedam Prakasham. Everything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this perfect summary of all the Vedic teachings. Our Vaishnava Acharyas, they have given Vastu Parinamba. The previous Acharyas, they've given Vastu Parinamba. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has explained Shakti Parinamba. This is Achintya Bhedabhedatattva. This is the perfect synthesis of all the teachings that Krishna is none different from his energy, and everything that we see is a transformation of his energy. It's not a transformation of Krishna himself. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has emphasized that the sadhan is Shuddha Bhakti and nothing else. When, for example, he met with the Tattvavadis, so he posed, because the Tattvavadis are very proud, they're thinking that they're very great Vaishnavas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming shaved like Mayavadi Sannyasi, so he presented himself very humbly. So what is the perfection of life? So they said that, the leader of the Tattvavadis said that we should perform our duties in Varanashram and offer the results to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I think you're cheating me. And then he established that actually praying of Purakramaha, this is the fifth necessity, this overrides everything else. And the process of attaining praying is this Shuddha Bhakti. And this is that the actual goal of human existence, this is praying. What kind of praying? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's come to taste Braj praying. Not only Braj praying in general, but specifically the praying of the Gopis, and specifically Srimati Radhika. And also to distribute Radha Bhakti Loke, Prachara. So he's come both to taste it and to distribute it. So So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's friendly, come to both to taste the very highest, the inconceivable mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he comes in Kali Yuga, when the jivas are in such a fallen condition. And only in this time is this highest service available. Anapaturinchara karunayavatiranakalo samarpayatamundatavjararasangsabhaktishriyam. Only this incarnation, only this form of Krishna gives us the bhakti shri. Not, of course, not the sabhakti. Sabhakti means the bhakti of Srimati Radhika. But the bhakti of the assistance to Srimati Radhika, this is only available through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, and no one else. So this is the inconceivable mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that only at this time, in Kali Yuga, is this very highest possible service. Even higher, Srila Rupa Goswami and other acharyas have explained that the service of the mandris to Srimati Radhika is even higher than the service of Lalita Vishaka and so on, because they're closer to Srimati Radhika. They can perform services to Srimati Radhika that she will not ask Lalita Vishaka to perform. And also, they can come and serve the divine couple at a time when no one else can come to serve them. So although the Asthasakhi and other devotees, they are other, not devotees, other bhaktis, other expansions, they are senior, but the most fortunate are the mandris. And this service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give at this time. But this is available not through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, but through the acharyas and his Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So, we're very fortunate that our acharyas have successively revealed this. And we're especially fortunate that our beloved Gurudev, he's publicly revealing this. My Guru Maharaj went from place to place in the West, and he presented Krishna consciousness in such a way that even he himself said, people in the West, they're living like animals. But he made a presentation of Krishna consciousness which could engage even such animal-like personalities like myself, mad, completely mad with desire for sense gratification and frustration. And coming after him, our beloved Gurudev has revealed the innermost mood of Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has said himself that he's like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He can't help revealing everything. And he said, this is my mood also. And when he was commenting on Srila Vilapkus Manjali. So we're so fortunate that our beloved Srila Gurudev, he's actually enabling us to begin to, he's giving not Raganuga Bhakti immediately, but Raganuga Pravritti Vaidhi Bhakti, even with such fallen personalities as ourselves. And who can understand? He's taken the risk of being thoroughly condemned in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, because very, very few Gaudiya Vaishnavas even can understand the moods and intentions and teachings of our beloved Gurudev. So, with this I'll invite Sri Vansha Kalpatri Desha, Sitarasam Desha, Prasanna Bhavanidhya, Vaishnavina.
I'm very happy that Western devotees also, they know all these things. It's very, very big thing, but out all our knowledge things. Bhaktivedanta Pujya Charan, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has preached and written in his books everything, but he never preached like this to know all these things. So you are very, very lucky to know all these very, very deep things. प्रश्न आया है, क्या भगवान की इच्छा नहीं रहने पर भी किसी को भक्ति प्राप्त होने का उदाहरण है? भगवान की कृपा नहीं होने से भी, भगवान की इच्छा नहीं होने पर भी किसी को भक्ति प्राप्त होने का उदाहरण है? यह प्रश्न कौन है? जैसे भगवान यदि मर जाए तो क्या होगा? भगवान मर जाए, भगवान मरेगा कभी? भगवान की जरूर इच्छा रहेगी, ऐसा कभी भी नहीं होगा कि भगवान की इच्छा नहीं है। इसलिए गोलोक धाम से वृंदावन उतरते हैं, जिसने अवतार लेते हैं सब किस लिए? सबको अपने में मिलाने के लिए, अपनी भक्ति को प्रचार। इसलिए
So there's a couple of more questions that are coming here for Srila Gurudev. The bhakti that is in the heart of a madhyam sadhaka, is this the same as the bhakti that is in the heart of a uttam mahabhagwat who has come down to the madhyam platform? In other words, a bhakta who is a sadhaka, he has gradually attained the stage of madhyam. The bhakti that is in his heart, is it the same bhakti that is in the heart of a uttam bhagwat who comes down?
Bhakti is same, but stages are different. In uttam adhikari, the stage of bhakti is so high, he will tell, oh, bhakti to come. But madhyam adhikari can also make. There are some difference.
But that uttam adhikari who gives this blessing, that bhakti will come immediately.
Not
is
here.
Yeah.
At once. Gopi bhav should come. Madhyam adhikari can also.
But when this uttam adhikari gives this blessing, is he acting in madhyam stage at that time?
Kindly he accepts. But really he is not madhyam adhikari. Never he is madhyam adhikari. Uttam adhikari. But he plays like
more question. Which level of bhakta, which level of the devotee is capable to give the seed of Palyadasi Bhav? In other words, if a devotee is in madhyam level, like sadhaka, is he able to give this Palyadasi Bhav, or must he first
Shuddha-sattva,
Jatarati.
Jatarati. And by mind he vatsati, meditating and studying.
Then what, he will be higher, such bhakta, such sadhaka, he will be higher level than madhyam. Maybe he will be uttam-madhyam.
Uttam-madhyam, I don't think.
Yes.
और एक महारानी जानकी जी प्रश्न कर रही है, जनकपुर की महारानी अयोध्या की जानकी, मध्यमाधिकारी भक्ति देने में समर्थ है किस प्रकार? सब प्रकार यदि मध्यम अधिकारी रूप को स्वामी के अनुगत होकर के भजन करते करते वो राधा जी की पाल्य दासी होने की भावना रख करके करता है तो यहां कोई भी बाधा नहीं है। क्या वे भक्ति की सर्वोच्च अवस्था तक पहुंचा सकते हैं? वो पहुंचा रास्ता बदला देंगे क्योंकि अभी तक वो सर्वोच्च अवस्था में नहीं गए, हम यहीं से बदला देंगे कि यहाँ से हरिद्वार जाओ, हरिद्वार से बद्रीनारायण होते हुए चले जाओ, ऊपर चले जाओ, तो तुमको पकड़ करके ले जाएंगे, नहीं बदला देंगे, चलना पड़ेगा, इसलिए रास्ता बदला देंगे, चलना पड़ेगा। तुम्हारो कल हम लोग कहाँ कहाँ जाएंगे?
बंसीवट गोपेश्वर महादेव,
गोपेश्वर महादेव,
लाल गोविंद जी का गोविंद देव,
तुम्हारो भी श्री दर्शन के दर्शन ऑफ ही श्रमी एंड बंसीवट गोपेश्वर महादेव, देन कमिंग गोविंद देव एंड कमिंग।
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.